Welcome to the Zeres Shemesh in England podcast, in which we learn and explain in a clear and uncomplicated manner an excerpt from the Sefer Zeres Shemesh on the Parsha. The author, Rav Shemesh Nachmeini, lived about 300 years ago at the time of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, and the Chidor describes him as a great Kabbalist. The author had one child who died in his lifetime, hence the name Zeres Shemeshin. And in the preface to the Sefer, he gives a promise to people to learn his Torah. And your eyes will see children and grandchildren like the offshoots of an olive tree around your table, wise and understanding, with houses filled with all manner of good things and wealth and honor. Pasha's Bolak. It is written in this week's Pasha. So now, please come for me, for it is too powerful for me. Perhaps I will be able to reduce them and drive them from the land. For I, Bolak, know whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse will be cursed. The Egyptian asks, what did Bolak mean when he said to Bilam, whoever you bless is blessed? Bolak only wanted Bilam to curse Bnei Israel. Bolak was not interested in Bilam blessing Bnei Israel. Why then did he mention, whoever you bless is blessed? The Rav Shimshon answers by first asking another question. Pirkei Avos describes Bilam as one with an ayin ra. He was stingy. And the Zohar HaKadosh explains the pasuk, do not eat from a stingy man's food, means that one should not ask a bracha from someone who is stingy, because the bracha of one who is stingy will not be fulfilled. This being so, how can it be that Bolak said, I know whoever you bless is blessed, since Bilam was stingy, and a stingy person's bracha is not at all effective? The Rav Shimshon answered this question in light of the Sefer Kavod Chachomim, that Bilam not only knew the time that Hashem was very angry, and his curse would surely be affected at that time, but he also knew when it is an Eis Ratzon, a time of favor, when Hashem is very merciful, and also the times in between, when Hashem is not totally angry, but it is not an Eis Ratzon. The Zohar that teaches us that a stingy person bracha is not affected is referring to regular times. However, when it is an Eis Ratzon, even a stingy person's bracha is effective. Since Bilam was able to detect when it was an Eis Ratzon, his brachas were able to take hold even though he was stingy. Rashi quotes Chazal that Bolak was a greater sorcerer than Bilam. Zev Shimshon adds that Bolak had a premonition that Hashem will not be angry with Bnei Israel in the near future. And as a result of this, it would seem that any curse that Bilam will utter will be totally worthless. Bolak therefore mentioned to Bilam, whoever you bless is blessed, to tell Bilam, even though you are very stingy, your brachas are effective, because you not only know the time that Hashem is angry, but you can also detect when it is an Eis Ratzon, and you give effective blessings at that time. Therefore, it must be that you can also sense a time when Hashem is mildly angry. Therefore, I'm asking you to utilize that time to at least mildly curse Bnei Israel, even if you can't give them a severe curse, since I know that Hashem will not be angry in the near future. This explanation explains another difficulty in the Pasuk. According to Rashi, Bolak asked Bilam to make them less. Why did he not ask Bilam to totally destroy Bnei Israel and not just make them less? The answer is like we just said, that Bolak, who himself was a sorcerer, knew that Hashem would not be very angry in the near future. And therefore, a curse to totally destroy Bnei Israel was not an option. Bolak therefore asked Bilam to mildly curse Bnei Israel because he knew that Hashem would be at least mildly upset with Bnei Israel. Zev Shimshon also gives a second explanation why Bolak mentioned to Bilam that he has the power to bless people, even though he had no intention to bless them. It was the base of a Kal V'Chomer. Balak told Bilam that even though you are stingy, and this should prevent your brachas from taking effect, still your brachas are effective. All the more so your curses should be effective, since there is nothing in your character traits that prevents it. So Shusha asks another question on the Pasuk. When Balak mentions that Bilam is capable of blessing people, it is written, the ones you bless are blessed, present tense. On the other hand, when Balak mentions that Bilam has the power to curse people, it is written, the ones who you curse will be cursed, future tense. What is the reason for this change? The Rishimshin answers in light of Rashi's commentary in Pasha Shmois. It is written there, and Hashem said further to him, now put your hand into your chest. And he put his hand into his chest, and he took it out, and behold, his hand was leprous, like snow. It is written in the next pasuk, and Hashem said to Moshe, put your hand back into your chest. And he put his hand back into his chest. And when he took it out of his chest, it had become again like the rest of his flesh. Rashi asks, in the first pasuk, when it describes how Moshe's hand became leprous, it says, he took it out and behold, his hand was leprous like snow. This implies that his hand became leprous only after he moved it from his chest. However, it says in the second pasuk, when Moshe put his hand into his chest to be healed, when he took it out of his chest, it had become again like the rest of his flesh. The word had implies that Moshe's hand healed when it was still on his chest, and not only after he had removed it. Why the change? Rashi answers, for here we learn the divine measure of good comes quicker than the measure of retribution. In the same fashion, explains Eri Shimshon, we can understand the change of tenses in our pasuk. The brachas of Bilam took effect immediately, but the curses took more time to take effect because the divine measure of good comes quicker than the measure of retribution.